Okay, gentlemen, we're going to be starting Siman Tov Kuf Tezvav, and the appearance of Siman Tov Kuf Tezvav may be that it is not so relevant to Halacha. However, this is wrong. It's very relevant to Halacha. The Siman is called Din Dvorim Haboim B'Yom Tov Mechutz L'Tchum, and it's referring to items which have been brought outside of the Tchum. And the discussion of the Shulchan Aruch is items which are brought outside of the Tchum. What happens if something is brought on Yom Tov? What's perhaps the halacha if something is brought on Shabbos? If the goy brings something, in our minds we may think that, well, how does that happen and when does that happen, etc. It is, however, extremely common. So much so that it's probably one of the very very relevant and very much discussed halachas in the today's contemporary world. And the key word is Amazon. If you get any, you purchase anything on Amazon, and it's expected delivery, its expected delivery is on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, are you allowed to go ahead with it, yes or no? Because the item, there is various shailas within that. What are the shailas about ordering something which is going to arrive on Shabbos? What are the shailas? Hoitzah, very good. Why Hoitzah?
Transferring.
So you're not transferring, but
they are.
Of course. So Mr. Berlin says, definitely Hoitzah. You're asking a non-Jew to carry something from a public domain to a private domain. Certainly a question. What else?
That's not really
Hoitzah. That's Amir Lenochi of Hoitzah. Yeah. What else? Tchum. Okay, that's very much we're going to be discussing over here. There is an Issa D'Rabbanon, and we'll be seeing much more of that soon. Be'ezer Hashem. There's an Issa D'Rabbanon of something which comes from outside of the Tchum. Something which comes outside of the city's boundaries. Something which comes from outside of the city's boundaries. If that's being delivered from outside of the Tchum, into the Tchum, into your doorstep, there is perhaps potentially an Issur Rabbanon of bringing something from out of the Tchum. Now, that is very relevant and that's very important. And that is the discussion of here in this Siman. To bring something from outside the Tchum, even through Goy, to into the Tchum. If it's a Yid, it's a different question altogether. But if it's a Goy, you've got a problem of bringing something from outside the Tchum. So that will be discussed in Mitzvah Hashem. Now, question of course is, when it comes to that, the key question is, if you do a where exactly is the Amazon warehouse?
It's along the M1.
Is it along the M1? Now, I believe there's a few, but I think M1. No, on the M1. There's one on the M1. There's Milton. Yeah, it's huge. When I drive on the M1, I find it very impressive sight. It's probably most likely to be outside of the Tchum. And you're asking a non-Jew, as it were, to deliver it from outside the Tchum into the Tchum on Shabbos Kodesh. Now, as to whether the post, the normal royal...
You're not asking him to do it. You've ordered it. When they delivered it, it's entirely up to them.
Very, very good question. It's an excellent question. It's a very valid point, and we will be discussing that more, Mitzvah Hashem. Just as a opening remark, perhaps, just to mention that it's not so postured. It depends a little bit on what kind of order you have placed, because there's a prime, I believe, or in fact, any Amazon order that you make, sometimes you will ask for next day delivery. And if the next day delivery happens to be on Shabbos, then you're actually effectively asking the non-Jew to deliver it from outside the Tchum to Tchum on Shabbos.
Isn't that amazing?
But indeed, you're quite right. You're quite right that if...
Don't order it on a Friday then. If you know it's going to be delivered on a Shabbos, then you'd probably be saying, then you shouldn't order it on the Friday. Do it on the Thursday or the Wednesday.
Very good. So is that what we are saying? That preferably you should not... order anything on Amazon for next day delivery. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
that's a lot of so that's a lot of implications. What happens if you just need, what do you need? You need on Sunday urgently. Pardon? You need for Matzah Shabbos, you need for Sunday. You need the new new box of masks. So I don't know. You need to save for what else could you need? Whatever, you may need something quite urgently. So you're saying that you're not allowed to place a next day delivery slot on Amazon.
On a Friday.
Yeah, is that what you're saying?
If you order something on a Friday and it's Prime and you know it's going to be delivered on Shabbos the next day, then surely you shouldn't order.
Shouldn't order it.
If you order something maybe on Monday, Tuesday, you don't know when it's going to be delivered. I've ordered stuff. I don't know when it's going to be delivered. It could be delivered on Shabbos. But if you do with Prime and you order it on Friday, then you know yourself it's definitely going to be delivered on Shabbos. So therefore, you should presumably order it then.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just bring that as a question. We'll discuss it more if halacha lemaaseh, you're right, or there is room for leniency. More to follow. I want to also mention there's other challenges as well with regards to placing an order on Amazon which will be delivered on Shabbos. What's the other? So you mentioned Oitzah, outside of Tchum, what else?
Kenyan
on Shabbos, very true. Now, I am I'm not exactly sure how the purchase works through Amazon. And I've looked into it a little bit because I saw a tshuva about it, but I understand there is two types of sales on Amazon. But if you buy something on Amazon, when is the actual acquisition taking place? When are you actually purchasing the item?
They take the money, I think, from your account once it's delivered.
Once it's delivered.
No, you purchased it once you paid for it.
When is the payment being processed? When is the item legally yours?
Some companies say they won't charge your credit card until it's been dispatched to you.
Dispatched, very good.
But with Amazon, I believe, and I might be wrong, they take the money when you've placed your order straight away.
Place the order. We're very privileged that we've got legal advisor here on site. Let me ask you, when is the Amazon sale? When is the acquisition actually taking place?
The minute your credit card details have been accepted.
Well, with Tesco's when they...
Here. So Abiyasl says when the credit card details are being accepted. Did you know that?
It becomes a sale then.
Right, now I'll tell you what I saw in a tshuva, which was an American tshuva. So I don't know if it's the same in Amazon UK, I don't know. But apparently there's a difference as to whether it's a third party seller or Amazon's own. Does that make sense at all?
It might do.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, this country would be different because of the Sale of Goods and Services Act and things like that.
So it might be different than in America?
Yes.
Okay, so it's an American tshuva, so I wasn't sure to what extent it applies here. So he was differentiating that if it's Amazon, say one second, he was explaining that I have to look at it again, but what I understood was very complicated. If it's a third-party sale, then the Amazon is taking a franchise in it. And since that is only taking place at a later stage, so it's not really yours until it's being dispatched.
Who have you got the contractual relationship with? You're buying off the third-party Amazon, isn't it?
I think it is Amazon, but I think there's always two categories. You know what? Before I speak about it, let me look at this shuba again. Well, what is your feeling? What do you think?
You've contracted with whoever's selling it.
So if it's for Amazon, then it's just Amazon. Okay, either way, we've got to be aware that there might be potentially a serious transgression. We know we're not allowed to make a Kenyan on Shabbos, right? It's a dabbana to make a Kenyan. You're not allowed to make an acquisition on Shabbos, a Kenyan. So therefore, if you are making placing an order on Friday, which is going to be dispatched and delivered on Shabbos, and if it is true that's the stage that the sale is really taking place, well, then you may be actually having an issa d'rabbanan of making a kenyan on Shabbos by placing an order on Friday, which is being dispatched on Shabbos. It might be a problem d'rabbanan, something we need to be aware of. So that's also. But al koponim le'inyoneinu, with regards to our. Placing an order with Prime delivery on Shabbos is an issue because of Hamir Lenochi, because of Tchum, and because of kenyan. At the very least, there could be all as well, but these are certain issues that need to be discussed. We shall be discussing the second of the three shailas in this seminar. What about the issa of Tchum on something being delivered by a goy from outside the tchum into the tchum. So that's notwithstanding the potential question: is it yours? Is it not yours? Is it his? You know, not going to that. Quinyan shayla at all. Just to get out of the tchum. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says over here. Nochish evi doyren leisrael biyomtev. A non-Jew who delivers a doyren, a present, to a yid biyomtev on yomtev. Now, don't get too pedantic about the doyren, about the present. Well, we all tend to get very excited about gifts and presents. It doesn't necessarily mean over here necessarily a present. As the Mishnah Berurah points out, that it's not necessarily a doyren, it will be any item really. Mishnah Berurah says, if gotten out of doyren, Israel, vuadin beivilim koir, beir sherev Israel dorim bo. Teminas tamlim koir Israel of you. He said, it doesn't make a difference if it's a purchased or just a gift. It doesn't really make a difference. Either way, if a goy brought a gift to a yid on Yom Tov, if this item which is being delivered is something which is often connected, meaning that it's something that grows, say, I don't know, it's just a random example, an apple, or anything that still grows, if it's that kind of item that is really normally still connected, oi, or shemechusat tzeid is something which is generally something which requires to be trapped. It's either an item which normally grows and needs to be disconnected, A, or B, an animal which needs to be trapped and caught in order to be enjoyed, so any kind of animal. If the item which is being delivered and brought to the yid, then it is one of those two categories. Also, it is also, you're not allowed to enjoy this item on Yom Tov. Even if this item is not being delivered for you specifically, or for you specifically, anybody, generic, he's not allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. Which means that if Goy delivers a chicken, or he delivers a beautiful basket of apples, or he delivers any kind of item which either requires disconnecting or requires trapping, in other words, requires a melacha, and that's the kind of item he delivers on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it and enjoy it on Yom Tov. Even if you actually made a mistake and you started chewing it and eating it, you're not allowed to actually swallow it. You're not allowed to. Even if it's in your mouth, you may not benefit from it. And furthermore, also even to move it around is forbidden. However, there is a heter of Bechdei Sheyasu. What's the heter of Bechdei Sheyasu? Absolutely. There is a concept which we have come across in Siman Shin Yud Chesin El Cheshabbos, that anything which is Bechtei Sheyas, which means however long it takes to do this melacha, if you're waiting that long on Matzah Shabbos, then you're allowed to have benefit from it. The point, what's the rationale in it? What's the reason? Why does Bechtei Sheyas help? Why does he help? Say, to trap this animal takes a half an hour. All right, so I just learned now, if it takes a half an hour to catch a chicken, so I'm not, and the chicken was delivered to my doorstep on Yom Tov, I'm not allowed to eat that chicken on Yom Tov. All right, but if I wait a half an hour to Motz Yom Tov, I'm allowed to eat it then. Not straight away on Motz Yom Tov, but a half an hour past that. Why is it that if I wait a half an hour, it's okay? What's the point? Absolutely, because then I didn't benefit from the melacha. The whole reason is, why it's also is, because you're not allowed to benefit from the melacha. Well, if I eat it straight away on Matzah Shabbos, I'm deriving benefit from the melacha, because it would take me half an hour to trap it. But if I'm waiting half an hour, then I've not derived any benefit from the melacha, because it could have done it on Matzah Shabbos or Matzah Yom Tov. Make sense? It's the Bechdei Sheyas. Let's see some Mishnah Berurah over here. Oh, very good. So you're talking about Shabbos? Yes, we do. Oh, very good question. The answer to your good question, does Bichtei Shas also apply on Shabbos with regards to cooking food? The answer is yes, it does. We find that Taken Simen Shin Yud Ches, we find that if a person cooks Bemezit, or B'Shogig, depending on the circumstance, if somebody cooks for somebody else on Shabbos, you're not allowed to derive any benefit from it, because it's a melach which was performed by a Yid, Pesa. You're not allowed to have any benefit on Shabbos. However, Motzei Shabbos, you're allowed to put only after Bichtei Shas. How long does it take to cook? Say it takes 2 hours. So 2 hours after Motzei Shabbos, you're allowed to have benefit, not before that. Yeah, but it depends a bit on circumstances. Sometimes you're never allowed to have benefit. But yeah, okay. Yes, we'll get to that. Very good. Excellent. That's it. We're going to see soon. That's the next part of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, let's just clarify the Shulchan Aruch over here. What do we say? We said if somebody delivers oranges, apples, bananas, if somebody delivers a chicken or a cow, whatever, he delivers it. You are not allowed to have any benefit. It was put from outside the tchum. You're not allowed to have benefit on Yom Tov. Now, I want to ask you, does it apply to any bananas which is delivered? Well, I mean, it could be that, any?
Pashas, most bananas in the shop, for example, weren't picked today.
Very good. So you're saying, Rabbi Tepper says, he wasn't picked today. Maybe he wasn't picked today. So you're not deriving benefit from melacha. The answer is you're right, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says of cotton base. Im yesh mina b'mechuba, the machmerina misfeka. Ulay to loshon oitzadon b'yomtev al das le'avion Yisrael. Say that indeed, but this is the gzeira de rabbanon that we're always assuming. Perhaps this apple was cut. Picked, that's it. Was picked on Yom Tov. Perhaps this chicken was caught on Yom Tov. And since there is such a possibility, therefore, categorically, any of those items which require a melacha previously, require a melacha, all those are going to be also until Bichtei Shiasu on Motzei Yom Tov. Despite the fact that this particular banana, this particular orange, this particular chicken maybe didn't have melach on Yom Tov. Does that make sense? As the Mishnah Berurah says.
Looking at that Mishnah Berurah, I'm thinking that nowadays, is that true still with refrigeration and freezers and what have you?
It's a Ilemaise, it's an Issa Drabonon. So what are you saying? That now this because of refrigeration? On the other hand, I must say that it is true that nowadays we've got much more facilities of refrigeration and freezer, which is certainly true. However, at the same time, also the logistics nowadays have improved so drastically that things are being... I remember when I went to a shechita house once, to another tour, we saw the whole process from the shechita of the animal... From the chickens being shechted until it was literally ready for going on the lorry, packed everything. All that process goes so fast from the live chickens shechted and until it's being packed and labeled and everything, packaged, everything ready for the lorry. It goes very, very fast. So Okay, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Finally, for tonight, if cotton zani Mishnah Berurah bechtei shiyase, as long as it takes to do his melacha, kedei in order shalayenim a melacha shenases bishvil Yisrael, so they shouldn't have benefit from a melacha which was done for Yid b'yom tov on Yom Tov, v'kim she mamtin shir kedei shiyene b'choil shuvin and enim melacha b'yom tov. Once you're waiting on Motzei Yom Tov, as long as it needs to take this melacha, so you're not benefiting anymore from the melacha, and therefore it's going to be okay. So Rabbi said, just to summarize this very important halacha, to summarize what we learned this evening, tonight we started the sugya of an item which is being delivered into the tchum on Yom Tov. And we saw there is the first Issa we are addressing, and we are seeing is the Issa that something which had a melacha done previously, such as picking, such as trapping, which are all melachas, if any of those are being delivered to you on Yom Tov, you may not benefit from it, because it could be the melacha was done for you on Yom Tov. Maybe this chicken was caught for you today. Maybe this apple was picked for you today. Maybe this orange was picked. It was all you had to have a melacha. And since the melacha was done perhaps today on Yom Tov, and it was done for you to eat today on Yom Tov, therefore you may not derive any benefit from it if it's still being delivered to your doorstep on Yom Tov. And since we don't know which banana is being and which apple is being today and which one was before Yom Tov, we don't know. Therefore, we categorically forbid any item which had previously a melacha in it. Any of those are also to have benefit on Yom Tov. You're not allowed. You have to wait until Motzei Shabbos. Not only that, not until Motzei Yom Tov. Not only that, but you cannot just enjoy it and eat that apple straight away on Motzei Yom Tov. In fact, you must wait, b'chdei she'as, however long it takes to pick this apple, or trap this chicken, however long it takes to do so, which is the melacha, that's how long you've got to wait on Motzei Shabbos until you can actually benefit from it. Having said that, I wish you all a very good Shabbos.